Now let's continue. Let's come to Psalm 31. This is a great psalm. Now think of the feeling and the emotion that is in here. And of course, that's the time in your prayers that you are to have feeling and emotion. We'll begin just right here in verse 1. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me. Now, we're going to focus on deliver me. Now, we're going to cover a good number of scriptures in the Psalms where it is deliver me. Deliver me. We have to be delivered from Satan. We have to be delivered from evil men. We have to be delivered from our own nature. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me quickly. Now, I don't know what kind of problem he was in, but there's sure a lot of feeling in that. Now, notice the positive things then. See, this is what I want us to focus on. Be my strong rock, a fortress of defense to save me. You are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. That's what we want. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. See? Now, sometime last week, I was thinking about a man who called, quite some months ago. And it was a man who had grown up in the church. And when I was pastoring Torrance in Santa Monica, he was there. And, of course, he didn't come with us. But nevertheless, sometime back, he got a hold of me. And he was really very happy with the website, with Church at Home, and the Bible. So I said, okay, I'm going to send you a box of Bibles. Because he wanted to know if he could give them some of his friends and so forth. So I sent him a box of Bibles. So, I guess about a week ago, I just happened to think, I wonder where he is. I wonder what he's doing. So, two nights ago, he called. And I thought, that can't be a coincidence. So he called, and he wanted some more Bibles. And because his wife is Peruvian, and they kept the Feast of Tabernacles down at, not Peruvian, Ecuador. I forget, either one. So if I have the geography mixed up, I join the ranks of most of the ignorant. Okay? So they want some Bibles. And his friends still want some Bibles. So I told him we'd send him another box. Okay? There are other occasions when things happen. Have you ever had something happen that you just had a fleeting thought that this would be nice? And then lo and behold, it happened? Yes. All right? That's God leading you. That's God letting you know that he is active in your life and he understands your thoughts. And just like the promise is, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. See? So this is how we need to look at the Psalms. Be my strong rock. What did Jesus say about building on the rock? Matthew 7. Okay? Down here, verse 3. For you are my rock and my fortress. Do a study through the book of Psalms and see how many times rock is mentioned. Okay? Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Now notice, when you're really in trouble, pull me out of the net that they have hidden for me, for you are my strength. So here again we have it, like it is in the New Testament. In God we live and move and have our being. Now notice, here's even a prophecy of what Jesus said on the cross. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Sometimes they're just a phrase out of a psalm. Boop! Fits right in with what God said would be and fulfilled in Christ. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. And this is what we're seeking after. We're seeking after truth. I have hated those who take heed to lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your loving kindness, for you have looked upon my affliction and have known the troubles of my soul. Now, sometimes you have more troubles than, you know, it's amazing sometimes. God will deliver you out of them. Now, here's comfort. Verse 8, you have not given me over to the hand of the enemy. You have set my foot in a broad place. Be gracious to me, unto me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is consumed with grief, yea, even my soul and my body. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones have wasted away. Even in that desperate condition, because all my adversaries have become a reproach, but especially among my neighbors, and a dread to my friends, those from outside who saw me fled away. That's probably that verse is also a prophecy of some of the thoughts of Christ, especially when he was hanging on the cross. Now come down here to verse 14. But I have trusted in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God. Now, when you get to that, you need to also understand something that is very important to realize, which is this. Okay? All of us have things in our minds. All of us have things that need to be cleansed out. All of us have had our way of thinking, our way of doing, and what we're trying to do is conform to the way of God. So when it says here, you are my God, we need to get rid of all other things that may be idols in our minds, regardless of what it is. See? Verse 15. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Notice over and over and over again all the things that these psalms impart to us for our relationship with God. Verse 17, let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let lying lips be put to shame. The lips which speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. Now, how's that for a way for praying for your enemy? See? Right there. God will take care of it. Verse 19. Oh, how great is your goodness which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. Now, here's another promise. See? You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence through God's Holy Spirit. God's Spirit leading you from the plottings of men. You shall hide them in a shelter away from the strifes of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown his wondrous loving kindness in a besieged city. I said in my haste, I'm cut off before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud doer. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. And that's right where we started, right? Be strong in the Lord. Now let's look at some other psalms where it talks about deliverance. Psalm 43. Now if you have a concordance, just use that, or if you have word search and you have this on your computer or on your smartphone, you can use that. Psalm 43 and verse 1. Vindicate me, O God, and please my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why have you cast me off? Now, sometimes you feel like you're cast off, but you're not. You're just in the midst of a trial to strengthen you. All right? Let's come here to Psalm 59. Now, there are many other psalms you can look to. I just want to focus in on deliverance. Psalm 59, and this, by the way, is not an exhaustive thing at all. Here's Psalm 59. Look at, we have the first two verses. They start out, "Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of evil and save me from bloody men." Now, I don't know what David went through with a lot of these things, but I tell you, after reading the Psalms and recording them, and we're going to get them edited so that, just like we have with the Proverbs. All right, let's see some more here. Okay. Psalm 119. Now, that was a long psalm, reading that. So what I did, I read it according to the Hebrew alphabet. Now, the Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters in it. Okay? And Brian up north made a comment about 22. We were talking about it. And he said, humans have 22 genes, or 22 chromosomes, rather. 22 chromosomes. Thousands of genes that are constant. Those 22 are constant. The one that is variable is the X or Y chromosome for sex determination. So isn't that interesting? The God who is creator, and you can read Psalm 119 about how David praised God for being so fearfully and wonderfully made. 22 chromosomes plus the 23rd for sex determination. All right. Psalm 119, verse 134. 134. Remember, we're focusing on deliver me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, and I will keep your commandments. Drop down here to the bottom verse in the same column, 151. Plead my cause and deliver me. According to your word, give me life. All right? Let's come over to the next one. 170, verse 170. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Now, this is why we are to know the word of God. Promises of God. See? And this will help you in your prayers. This will help you when difficulties come along. This will help you have strength in times of trouble. Now, let's look at a couple of the Psalms. Psalm 140. Psalm 140. Now, let's see how this all flows together. Verse 1. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Keep me from the violent man. So there we have listing out all the troubles. See? From iniquity, from oppression, from affliction, from the evil man, from the violent man. Those who devise evil things in their heart. Together they always stir up wars. Wars and fighting. That's sure true. Okay? Come down here to verse 6. I said to the Lord, "You are my God, O Lord. Hear the voice of my supplication." Don't be afraid to pray that way. You know, that's why all of these psalms are here, so that we can learn to pray, so that we can really have a great relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Verse 7. O Lord God, the strength of my salvation. That's where it comes from. God is our strength. You have covered my head in the day of battle. What does it say back there in Ephesians 6 about putting on the helmet of salvation? Okay. Verse 8. O Lord, do not grant the desires of the wicked. Do not further their wicked plots, lest they exalt themselves. All right, let's look at another one. Psalm 142. Psalm 142, verse 1. Again, Look at these prayers. Think about your prayer life. Now, let's also understand something very important concerning prayers. There are two kinds of vain repetitions. Vain and needed. Vain repetitions are like you pray the rosary. Blah, 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 blah. But do you need protection every day? Yes. Do you need food every day? Yes. What are your needs that constantly come along? Should you pray for others every day? Yes, indeed. What if it's the same person all the time you're praying for? Question. Do they still need your prayers? Yes. Okay. Those are needed repetitions. Like Jesus said in the parable of the little widow woman and the judge. She kept going to the judge and saying, "Avenge me, I won't do it. Avenge me, I won't do it." Now, he was a mean dude. He didn't believe in God and didn't respect men. But she kept coming. "Avenge me of my enemy." Finally, he said, "She's wearing me out." So she took care of it. Okay? Likewise with our prayers, he said, you should never give up praying. See? And that's why these psalms are here, so that you won't give up praying. Now notice, verse 2, we'll repeat it again. I poured out my complaint before him. I declared my trouble before him. When my spirit fainted within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly laid a snare for me. Sounds like everyone in the world was after David, boy, I tell you. Look to the right and see. No one is concerned for me. I have no way to flee. No one cares for my life. You ever felt that way? Been down and out so bad? No one likes you. No one cares for you. No one looks to you. No one speaks to you. It's almost like you're walking around like Joe Biffstick. You know Joe Biffstick in the cartoon? He's the fellow who's always walking under the cloud, and it's raining all the time. It's raining on him all the time, see? Sometimes you feel that way, you know? There are going to be days that you're going to have not a single thing go right. Remember, there's always tomorrow. Okay? See? Take it to God. I cried to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Hear my cry. See, sometimes it, you know, like one of the psalms starts out, it says, help! See? Hear my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall gather around me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. So God will bring it to fruition in the long run. All right, come down here to Psalm 143. Again, the same thing. Did David have God's attention? Yes, he did. He's called what? A man after my own heart. Why? You can see it reflected in all the Psalms. Okay? Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness and in your righteousness, answer me. Now, we don't know how soon the answers come. Sometimes they come way far down in the future, but nevertheless, they come. And do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. The enemy has pursued my soul. He has beaten my life down to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness as those long dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart is weary within me. He was just worn out and exhausted. Maybe this was part of the time when Saul was chasing him all over the countryside, giving him no rest. All right, verse 5. I remembered the days of old, that is, remembered the things of God. I meditate on all your works. I consider the work of your hands. Now, what does this tell us? Once you have enumerated all of your problems and difficulties, then look at all of the good qualities of God. And all the good qualities of God represent a promise. Love, hope, joy, deliverance. All of those are promises, see? So claim them. All right? Verse 7. Now, here, he needed an answer right away. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Now, let me tell you a story about Heidi Vogely. Now, they live up in Montana, and right now there's a big blizzard going on up there, but they're well prepared for it. Well, sometime last week, they went out hunting. The whole family hunts. That's how they get their meat. They get venison, they can get elk, so forth. And so there was a batch of deer out on ahead of them there, and they were eating. So she had her rifle and she took a shot. Normally they run off. She missed. So her husband, John, gave her, I think it was Nathan's rifle that was calibrated and zeroed in. And she took one shot, got the deer, and of the deer that they got, I think they got three deer because they had different tags. And so when I talked to her the other day, she said, I'm right in the middle of cutting deer meat. And I said, well, then I'll call you back later. She said, no. She said, because what I had was didn't take very long to do, so she did it. But she said what they did when that one rifle didn't hit them, they all prayed and asked God, please, you know, we need the meat. We can't afford to go to these markets. Lord, you've created our meat out there. There it is for us. See? So, bam, one shot. It didn't destroy any of the flesh. It got it right on the back of the spine, right across the top. So all the meat was good. And I think they got three deer. So, Vogelies, if I haven't told the story correctly, you can let me know. But I thought it was interesting that every time that they prayed, and they prayed, I think, three times, during this one hunting trip that they had, and they had to get it and get it in because they knew the weather was coming. You're not going out hunting in a blizzard. And so they got it. Did God hear them speedily? Yes. Answer immediately? Yes. Sometimes you don't even have time. Like if something comes along and a car just barely misses you, the only thing you can say is, thank you, Lord. See, you don't have time to pray. See, all right? Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I do trust in you. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift my soul unto you. Okay, lift up my soul unto you. Okay? Now notice verse 9. After everything else we read at the beginning of it, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. How to be delivered? I will flee to you to hide me. Remember, we read in the secret presence of the Lord? Yes. The world can't see that. You can't see that, but God does. Verse 10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground of uprightness. Quite a psalm. Okay, Psalm 144. Let's go ahead and pick it up here right at the beginning again. Blessed is the Lord, my rock. Now, how many times just in these few references we've had rock? See? Who trains my hands to war and my fingers for battle. Now, for us, those are spiritual battles. For he is my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower, my refuge, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Now this one I like here. Verse 3. O Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Of all the billions of people on earth, think about that. Or the Son of Man that you think on him? Well, it says in Psalm 8 that he made us a little lower than God. And that's why in understanding the secret of the Lord, that's a fantastic thing to always keep in mind. Okay? Man is like a breath. His days are like a shadow that passes away. Boy, that sure is true, isn't it? When you think about all the things in the universe, billions of light years away, etc. Yes. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Send your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of mighty waters from the hand of foreigners. Now, mighty waters, that's something. Have you ever been out really in the deep? I know when we got on the troop ship to head over to Korea, I was already on the rail vomiting before the ship started to leave, because the pilot took the ship out underneath the Golden Gate Bridge and then stopped. When he stopped, we had all these waves, and here I am. Oh, I was really in bad shape. Bad shape. Well, after a few days, you get used to it. And there was some good weather. And here, when we were on the dock loading up, here's this big troop ship. You look at it, this is gigantic. Then you get out in the ocean, and there is nothing to see. And that ship is just a little tiny little speck out there. So anyway, when I came back after the tour of duty, we came back to Seattle. And lo and behold, there was a big storm. And the ship was leaning over at about 15 to 20 degrees in the storm, you know, going along just like this. And I remember standing there at one of those, one of the doors. And of course, there was another deck above. So that was like a little roof. And looking out at the ocean with those waves that were really high, 10, 15 foot high waves with the ship at an angle like this going. And I just stood there. I don't remember if I prayed or not or anything like that. I don't remember, but I was, oh boy, I hope this ship makes it, you know. But if you get out there, how would you like to be thrown overboard in a situation like that? Deep waters? Sometimes the problems you have are like mighty waters. Okay. Yes. Come down here. Verse 11, rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, because their mouth has spoken deceit, and their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. Now, let's finish up where we started out this morning. There are two things we need to be rescued from. Okay? Now, rescue is stronger than deliver. Rescue means you're in desperate shape. Okay? Let's first of all come to Matthew 6. And we need this every single day. That's why it's here in the model prayer. Okay? Let's read it. Now, verse 9 begins the model prayer. Now, this is an outline. These are the factors within a prayer. And it'd be very interesting if you would take this outline prayer and outline some of the Psalms. You will see it fits right along with it. Okay? Therefore, you are to pray after this manner. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. We're always to look for the kingdom to come, right? Your will be done. Now, we may have things we need to do and so forth, but it better be with the will of God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. So we need forgiveness every day. Everybody needs forgiveness every day. Is your mind so pure and clean that you no longer think any evil thoughts? Of course not. Verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one, Satan the devil. Rescue us, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we start with the kingdom, we end with the kingdom, we pour our hearts out to God, whatever our needs are, whatever the things are, according to this outline of this prayer. Now let's come to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1. We'll get there, just a few more pages. That's it. Colossians 1, let's pick it up here in verse 9. Colossians 1 and verse 9. For this cause we also, from the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you. So there's a good example. Paul prayed for them continuously. Was there a need? Yes. So whatever the need is, you continue praying. And to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So this is where all of this is to lead. And we sure need it right now as much as we can. That you may walk worthily of the Lord, verse 10, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. And today we can do that, brother. Now you've heard probably 90% of all sermons you've ever heard, they mention prayer and study. Well, that's like saying eating and breathing, okay? Regardless how many times you say eat and breathe, you still need to do it till you have your last breath, correct? Yes. Same way with prayer. Same way with study. Because you don't know what God is going to do with your knowledge, with your understanding, as you seek it, as you grow in it, whatever your situation may be, see? Now notice verse 11. Being strengthened with all power. I remember Jesus said, all power and authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So you can claim those promises. God will intervene. God will help. He will hear. According to the might of his glory, unto all endurance and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, because here's what he's done, who has made us qualified for the share of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Now notice verse 13. You think about this for a minute. How important are you to God? And how much does God love you? And why God has called you, and what he did to do it. See? Verse 13, who has personally rescued us from the power of darkness, and that Satan the devil in his world and all the way that he is, and has transferred us unto the kingdom of the Son of his love. So that's something, brethren. That's what God does for us. So remember, all these points of deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Go to God and bring it to him, and he will fulfill his will for you. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.